Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bruce Piasecki is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, longtime, more than 6 year member of our Brain Trust now. Coming up on, he's in his seventh year with us. He's the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, Doing More with Less. He's a global thinker and a global consultant to corporations all over the world. He has a lot of influence with these folks, ladies and gentlemen, and we're glad he spent some time with us. His new book is called New World Companies. The Future of Capitalism is the basic essence of the book. Bruce, congratulations again. It's just out now, isn't it?
Yeah, right. It took 6 years to interview the 82 asset managers from the big retirement funds like
right.
TIA Craft to BlackRock. And what's interesting, after having written Doing More with Less, Jim, I appreciate you mentioning it twice. It's coming out now in paperback, so the new generation or the small business owner can buy it for $13 starting in March on Amazon. You can pre-order now. And, you know, that was the one that got me thinking about new ways to wealth. So New World Companies.
I'm proud to say we launched that on the show, by the way.
Yeah.
So you've got six chapters in your book, and I want you to give us a real quick tour of these six chapters and why we should care.
Yeah, the essence is the new language of risk after the mortgage bubble and the 2008 bust is called ESG, which is shorthand for how metrics are occurring in money management evaluation tools, standing for environmental, social, and governance. Sounds kind of technical, but it's actually how these 82 asset managers judge if a stock is going to increase in value or decrease, compounded across time. Mm-hmm. So the six chapters, the first is about how Apple became the largest corporation in the world, called The World on Your Wrist. And I describe this IT intensity that has happened in the last 10 years, where all the different pieces come from companies like Flex and many other manufacturers, to where we can now decide to say to a stock manager by a click of our watch, mm-hmm. sell or buy, mm-hmm. or we can search for corruption in a firm and find out how they're socially not inclusive or constructive. So chapter one is called The World on Your Wrist, and it was a lot of fun to write. I'd never written about Apple before. The one that is chapter two has new information that's never been published before on ExxonMobil's mapping of the carbon risk across the world. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say they've been in a benchmark with 50 of our companies, and they allowed us to publish it. It's not only just about carbon, it's about all energy innovation from renewable to ordinary, and it's called The Matter of Energy, and that's getting a lot of attention.
Well, and that's certainly an area that small business owners have a vested interest in, because that's one of our big expense items.
Yes, and we're talking about
how as we invest our capital on equipment and physical plant, we have to think about these things.
And the other thing that makes energy a really hard thing to think through is, until you realize that we live after the Paris Accord of 195 nations, we're going to be living in both a capital-constrained and a carbon-constrained world. So I look at it from the lens of the next 20 years of innovation, the matter of energy, is a chapter that might be worth detailed examination. A merger of metrics is the one where I start talking about how, to the surprise of many, these asset managers have changed the nature of the game by looking at risk in a new way. It used to be that there were social advocates that were doing a type of corporate social responsibility investing. My take is no. Silently, this has changed. And there's a merger of performance metrics, which are about how you manage the money, but now there are new metrics about how you manage the people and how you respond to the rules. So a merger of metrics is essentially saying, thank God, the money markets and the flow of money have now silently caught up with some of the raping that speculative capitalism mm-hmm. had been permitted to do. Mm-hmm. So my book is a book of hope about how Wall Street is being forced into disclosures to get closer to the needs of Main Street, as you phrase them.
And I want to talk about that more in this in the last segment.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Chapter 4 is called Money Matters, because I've come around after all these books to say that, you know, I wanted my readers of the future to understand how money matters in the creation of reliable products and reliable firms and how it impacts our families and our friends. The Chapter 5 is called Social Response Investing, Jim, and I'm essentially saying that speculative capitalism is where you're only responding to the short-term dictates of money. Social response capitalism is when you're looking at the proper alignment of the talent of people in your firms. You're not firing tens of thousands of people. You're looking at the rules of government, and you are, in fact, competing on legitimate constraints as opposed to short-term grabbing. Mm-hmm. And then the final chapter is a retroactive chapter, sort of saying there were a few companies that were doing this all along, and it's called Engines of Freedom. So the book talks about the world that's come to your wrist. It talks about energy, metrics, money, investing, and freedom.
Well, and somehow, and when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about one of these in particular as we wrap up our visit, Bruce. But one of the things that I'm hoping that you're correct on is that corporate America sees believes what you're saying, that hopefully what I'm seeing, what we're hearing, is that you're reporting on what they're doing, and it sounds like that's what's happening.
Well, let me give you a good example.
Because speculative capitalism is the end of capitalism, because when you speculate to the degree that it has, they're not just speculating on resources; they're speculating on human beings.
Well said, Jim.
That's what's been the problem more recently. Quick break. Right back with Bruce Piasecki. The book is called New World Companies, Dr. Bruce Piasecki, AHCGroup.com. Stay with us. And I found out
a little too late. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.